Mary, it is absolutely fantastic to see a new festival set up. From being on the circuit, getting to travel the country is one of the perks, and meeting so many talented people.
It's wonderful. We're delighted that the committee here have decided to go ahead with this. It's a really generous thing to do, and you can tell from their passion and their enthusiasm that it's going to be a great festival, and it's a beautiful venue.
And to say, the facilities are here, but there's also a lot of, we're joking about the rivalry, because we have the Bell Buffet Group, we've Letterkenny and Ballyshannon all in Donegal.
I know, Donegal I think is to the one axe, what Wexford is to the full lengths. It's a real kind of powerhouse. And that rivalry, it's fun, but it's also very useful, because I think if groups are trying to outdo one another, the standard just keeps improving, and it's great.
And now you've been, how long have you been with the One Act Festivals in terms of committees?
Since 2019 I've been involved in the committee, but I've been out on the circuit and, you know, part of the amateur drama world for much longer than that.
And how have you found things since the post-pandemic now?
I think they've sort of slowly come back to normal. It did take a good while. I think that I wonder if during the pandemic people got a sense that the arts are really important to us, because I think a lot of people took their solace during that time from the arts, and they were kind of buoyed up by even watching National Theatre Live or doing Zoom meetings with their drama group or whatever it might be, readings of plays over Zoom. It was a real lifeline for a lot of people. And one of the things that I had worried about before the pandemic was that young people weren't really coming on board in the drama groups and in the festivals. But actually there's been a whole resurgence of young people. And at summer school every year now in Limerick, where we run courses, there's a huge number of young people, and it's just wonderful to see.
And I think my favourite aspect of the festivals is the accessibility. You can never have been in a play before and go on stage, but it gives the community such access to see such a wide variety of theatre.
Yeah, it's amazing, especially in the one acts, I think, because people tend to do more experimental stuff and stuff that's a bit more outdoor. They're, you know, not as conventional maybe as what we do in the three acts. They take a few more risks, and so communities all over Ireland, rural communities and small towns, get to see a quality of theatre that they might never see otherwise. So it's great.
And I suppose just finally now, anyone who is looking to come and see the festival here in the Ballet Arts Centre can get a great tour for them, because the finals are going to be in Letterkenny.
Yeah, so they can choose their favourite here and then follow them to Letterkenny.